They didn't have what they call, they didn't have no gas on or electric on them. They didn't know what that was, you see.
Yeah. Well, okay, you were telling me about Kill, though, and about Kill.
I live right on what they call Fentanyl on Barley Tap, between Kill, coming from Kill going to Gulfport. That's a little cement bridge on there now. That bridge sits right about where the store used to be. The road used to be just a little bit above there, and there's a little small bridge on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this bridge here was built there about 30 years ago,
yeah.
The cement bridge. I guess you crossed on that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And when you're going from the Kill to Gulfport, that big house to the right there was a house he built that.
Huh.
It's not all that big a house, but them days are good. But right where that bridge sat there, they had a warehouse, the store there. And right next to it, and that store must have been about 80 foot long, about 30 or 40 foot wide. And they had another warehouse just below it, was about that long.
Yeah.
And the schooner would come right up in there, and you wouldn't think I'd see that there. And the mill was right there next door, and it wasn't 200 feet from that building there where the sawmill was.
Yeah.
And the schooner would come up there and load, would bring the grocery. They'd get groceries from New Orleans on there. And he'd ship the lumber to New Orleans. The schooners would come there and load that lumber right by that mill. And right now, you can wade across all those places. But if you'd go up about from Fenton right straight through there, about 18 miles up there, what they call Ballotair, I remember crossing that dam when they had a bridge there, just about 30 foot wide. You go there now, it's about 150 feet wide. They call that Sand Creek there. It's well named. It's sandy all the way up there. That place is about, I bet you, 200 feet wide right now. What it used to have a bridge was about 30 foot wide.
Is that so?
See, them days they didn't have they had rain. They didn't have these high ways, ditches and things, and to run the water in the creek so fast. A creek, it'd take maybe a hard rain, it'd take a week for a creek to come high and never get out of bank.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't wash the dirt so fast, but the sand.
Uh-huh.
But since they put these highway ditches that run all these into these branches that run there, it washed that place there. It'd be amazing if you'd go there and see that, how wide it is.
Yeah.
And the sand on that place, I bet you. Down there, like I say, the boat used to come right there where that bridge is there. Big,
uh-huh.
Big schooners loaded down with the lumber.
Yeah.
And you can wade across there right now.
Because the sand's all washed down.
The sand washed down there. It's washed from way up above, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that's good or bad?
Well, it's...
You can't get the schooners in there anymore.
You can't get schooners in there anymore. Well, there really no more... need for schooners now. They don't have no use for them. But a little further down, and it runs into a, I don't know, I haven't been down there, but about a mile further down, they used to have a turpentine place there, and it's that same body run down there.
Uh-huh.
And it's deep there. I remember me and this Dr. Craigson, I tell you, I stayed at school at his place at the Bay one year and went to school with him. And he and I went to Rottenbach Cemetery there one day, and we went in the boat, we crossed in the boat, and we tied it. Coming back summertime, he says, Treasure, let's go in swimming. I said, Doc, this place looked mighty black. He said, there ain't nothing here. We got in the place there, there wasn't no road around, there nobody. We pulled our clothes off and jumped in and went swimming there. Man, that. I kind of uneasy, but you could dive down there and never hit bottom and come back up, you know, dark as it could be, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go in there now for no money in the world. we swim, it was summertime hot, we stayed in there, and after a while we got up and got in the boat, put our clothes on, went over where the car was, got in, went home.
Yeah.